At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and I'm here to get silly with your ears. You know it, you know it. Thank you so much for listening to my professionally silly station. And today we're gonna check out a couple of call-ins, talk about a couple of dope-ass shows that are returning, which I'm hella excited about. But on the flip side of the silly, also how YouTube has decided to screw me, as well as many other small creators. Yes, it's about to get real tonight. You could be anywhere, but I kidnapped you and made you listen to my station. And I kept you hostage, tying you up with my awesomeness. Damn right. And speaking of tying up, the new season of Empire returns March 28th. I don't know about y'all, but I'm hella excited about getting my black card punched for this one. Yes, 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 gimme drama. You know, and this show, it grabbed our hearts and attention with their music and their drama, right? Am I right? They are returning with a hell of a plot twist. Lucius Lyon, played by Terrence Howard, is a hip-hop mogul, and he and his family, the Lyons, are making hella waves in the hip-hop community. But they come across many obstacles along the way, and this season, the obstacle is a crazy bitch played by Demi Moore, the sexy ghost lady. You know what I'm talking about? You remember that movie Ghost? You know what I'm talking about. You know, she was like making pottery with a dead dude. Beautiful, beautiful movie. Anyway, she kidnaps and holds Lucius hostage as he begins to remember who he is and who his family is. Oh, did I forget to mention last season he lost his memory after his own son blew up his car trying to kill him? Oh, well, I did mention there was drama, didn't I? I don't know about you, but I want to see the next season. Just for my boo to Taraji P. Henson alone. Damn, she knows she look good, don't she? She knows she look good, don't she? Homegirl be wearing those clothes. Yes. Honesty, boy, I tell you what, comes out when I'm high. Anyway, up next, another awesome show is returning, and you'll never guess which one. I'll be back. Don't leave, because I'll be right back. I don't know why I whispered that.
Hello. Can you hear me? I can't find Lucius.
We stick together. We survive.
I want to wait.
My name is Lucius Lyon.
I will slit her throat.
No!
He belongs to me.
Empire returns March 28th on Fox.
I saw the craziest thing when I was in the back of my Lyft car on Hollywood Boulevard. I saw a billboard with a picture of Roseanne and Dan Connor. And OMG, I do believe Roseanne is coming back on air. You heard it right. You heard me right. I said that. They are going to reboot Roseanne. I, for one, am looking forward to it. Roseanne was one of my favorite shows when I was growing up. I mean, I don't care if I lose my black card or if it's threatened. I don't give a damn. This show was hilarious. And from what I understand, David and Darlene have kids now, and that should be interesting, especially since Darlene is such a smartass. So For entertainment's sake, I certainly hope Darlene's kids take after her. You know? And if I remember correctly, I thought Dan Connor died. So this is going to be interesting how they do that, because they're going to have the original cast, which is going to be interesting. I'm not sure which Becky they're going to have. Maybe they'll have fun with it and bring back both. Who knows? Because they love to to have fun with that in the past seasons. So I'm very excited about that. And I tell you what, I certainly hope Hulu decides to stream the whole series, like the older series and the new one, I'm hoping. You know, they did that with Will and Grace, and I freaking loved it. Loved it so hard, you know. So, you know what? I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna come out and say it, and I'm gonna say it proud. Okay? Bring back the shows from the 90s. All of them. I'm just saying. You know? Damn, I feel like everything was dope in the 90s, like music, shows, movies, sports, everything was dope as fuck. Now everybody's doing everything for a paycheck, so it takes away the creative process, if you will. Anywho, next up, we're going to have call-ins from a couple of my dope-ass listeners who also happen to have anchor stations, so... pretty much stay tuned for that. It's going to be interesting. Oh, and don't forget to call in. Tell me what you think about Empire returning. Tell me what you think about Roseanne returning. And if there's any other dope-ass shows that are coming back that I don't know about, and chances are I don't, call in and tell me about that. I love TV. It's like my best friend. And I'm not ashamed to admit that verbally out loud to a bunch of people I'll probably never meet. Okay, I'll be back right after this.
We see the iconic Connor couch. We hear off stage.
Bam!
What?
You thought you were dead.
Places,
everybody, and roll camera. God, I can only imagine the angry black people who are listening to this podcast. Because, you know, Roseanne Barr is a Trump supporter. She is, but that's like her political shit. But her show is really funny. I can't help it. And I was a fan of the show Roseanne before Trump ever thought about being president, which I really can't say that because he's always thought about it. That pretentious piece of shit. Anyways, I'm back. Know that you missed me. Thank you so much for coming back, my professionally silly babies, mwah, if you will. I've got a couple of call-ins that I wanted to share with you. And the first one is from Stoner Vibes. The station name is enough to pique my interest alone. So let's go ahead and see what Stoner Vibes had to say.
What is up? This is Eddie from Stoner Vibes. What's up, Amber? I loved your podcast. It was hilarious. I saw the video on Twitter of the boy, and it was funny. I was cracking up when I heard that. But don't even worry. Don't even trip. If anybody out there wants to say anything to Amber, you got to pass through me because I haven't seen Black Panther either. I am busy, and when I get to it, I will get to it. I want to see it so bad, but I don't have any time right now. I got stuff to do. We got stuff to do. We busy. We out here. But Amber, don't even trip. I haven't seen it either, and when I do see it, I'm going to post on. I'm gonna call in again and tell you what I thought because I've been hearing very good things about that movie, and I hope it lives up to the expectations. So, see you later. Stay lifted. Stay happy. Late.
Hell yeah. My boy Stoner is the shit. So make sure you check out his station, Stoner Vibes. And as you can see, homie got my back, you know. A few days ago, I published a podcast episode called Everyone After Watching Black Panther. And it was pretty much based around a video that was trending on Twitter of a young boy who expressed how badly he wanted to be black. And the caption above the video read, everyone after watching Black Panther. It's actually really funny. You can go back and take a listen to that episode if you like. It is still available to you. So just scroll on back and take a look, take a listen if you will. But that's the video that he was referring to. Also, I still haven't seen Black Panther yet. I know. I will. I promise. You know, hey, Stoner, man, we got to do better, man. We really got to do better. My next call-in is from quite the character, from the station Spidey Heck voiceover show. He left me a couple of interesting call-ins. So let's see what Spidey / Chuckles had to say.
So, professionally silly, you want to do a game of talk radio with good old Chuckles, do you? Sure, we can do it. I'm game. Let's get everybody on to our comedy. Pardon me, they're calling me from the psycho ward.
You know, the funny part is Spidey is not even done yet. He actually called me again. He's a really dope ass dude. Like, I really like his station, and voiceover work is a lot of fun. Hey Spidey, I actually have a degree in performing arts. So if you know anybody looking to hire some voice actors, hit a bitch up. I got bills that I would love to pay, and other resources and other income other than just my day job. Appreciate you. But anyways, here is what Spidey had to say in his other call-in.
Hello, Professionally Silly. This is Spidey Heck. Thanks for stopping by and listening to my station. I'm going to give yours a listen too. But you forgot about Chuckles. Chuckles the Clown wants to play.
No, just kidding. How you doing? This is Spidey Heck. Checking in on you. See how you doing? Sent you a message. You never replied back, so I didn't know whether or not you were interested in doing a talk. So give me a shout. Thank you for stopping by. Much love to you. And this is Spidey Heck, voiceover show, talking to you. Professionally silly.
Yo, Spidey, I'm definitely interested. My creepy voiced friend. My apologies for not getting back to you sooner. I get kind of swamped with my day job sometimes. You know how that is. You know, we move out to Los Angeles or New York or wherever it is to follow our dreams. And sometimes our day jobs just kind of sucks up all our time. But I'm back, homie. But you know, rather late than never, my friend, you know what I mean? But thank you so much for calling in, and definitely reach out if you have some fun ideas. I am down as fuck. But yo, make sure you guys check out both stations, Stoner Vibes and Spidey Heck voiceover. He voiceover show, they're both awesome. You know, go ahead and favorite those stations and enjoy, you know. And when I come back, shit, it's about to get hella real. You know what I'm saying? The professionally silly is still there because I'm a smart ass and I can't help it. But I'm about to be mad. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Oh my God, that song is everything. Like hashtag mood. Literally, that's how I feel a lot of the times. But right now, let's go ahead and talk about YouTube, because YouTube makes me feel like this song that you just heard. You know, and they're completely screwing over smaller channels, which is one of the reasons why I'm heavily annoyed with them. And mostly, I believe it has to do with YouTubers like Logan Paul and a lot of these bad actor channels where they use kid-friendly characters and make them do adult-like things. For example, Spider-Man sexually assaulting a Disney princess and many other shitty videos just like that one, including the entire Logan Paul channel. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Logan Paul, but he is a huge YouTuber, one of YouTube's golden boys, if you will, with a net worth in the millions. 15 million from what I understand. Oh God, I can't stand this guy. Like, I hate him with a passion. No, I won't say hate. I don't know him personally, but he's obviously a dick. Walk like a dick, talk like a dick. It ain't no damn dog, okay? But advertisers are pissed off, and YouTube doesn't want to lose more money. So they have changed their YouTube policies. YouTube is tightening the rules around its partner programs and raising requirements that a channel must meet in order to have monetized videos. Effective immediately to apply for monetization, and in order to have ads attached to those videos, creators must have tallied a total of at least 4,000 hours of overall watch time on their channel within the past 12 months and have at least 1,000 subscribers. Now, I have close 8,000 subscribers. I think it's roughly 7,600. I do meet that qualification, but I do not meet the watch time qualifications that they're looking for. So that kind of sucks. I gotta get my subscribers counts up, and I have to get the people who are watching my videos to subscribe, hit the like button, you know, and actually watch the video. You know what I mean? So that's, I got a lot to figure out. So YouTube will enforce the new eligibility policy for all existing channels as of February 20th. Well, I guess I should say they have enforced all these policies, meaning that channels that fail to meet the threshold will no longer be able to make income from the ads, which sucks because a lot of YouTubers, you know, they count on that money, you know, as part of their dream chasing efforts, if you will. And as I said before in many other podcast episodes, if you want to be a part of a creation, sometimes you have to be the one to create it. You know, out here in this entertainment world, everything is competitive as fuck because everybody wants to be a star, but nobody wants to put in the hard work to actually make that happen. You know, I'm trying to say so. We're kind of, I know it's hard. It really is. And so because the threshold has changed, and I, you know, these smaller channels like myself can no longer make income from ads, it really blows. My channel is called Professionally Silly, and I just received notice that I'm being dropped from my partnership with BBTV, and my channel has enough subscribers, but like I said, I don't have enough watch time. So I got dumped like a bad habit because I no longer fit their criteria for monetization. This is the email that I received from BBTV. And the email reads, "Dear partner, having been part of YouTube's amazing community for nearly 13 years, we care deeply about our ability to not only help drive growth and success for partners, but also our ability to support a strong, healthy platform community for years to come. In this vein, and following YouTube's continued efforts to further support the ecosystem on its platform for users, creators, advertisers, and networks, they have reached out to us and all networks to make some key adjustments to our partnership programs. As part of this adjustment, BBTV is repositioning its partnership program, services, and network of partners. At the same time, we will be expanding our publicly available resources in the coming weeks to help growing channels achieve more success on YouTube and beyond. Bullshit! Bullshit! Excuse me, I'm sorry. You know, spring is coming. I get allergic to bullshit. It continues. You're receiving this email because as part of our repositioning, we'll be releasing your channel from our YouTube content owner as of February 28th, 2018. Literally a few days ago, guys. Since you'll need to reapply to YPP in order to continue receiving revenue from your channel, we've also reached out to YouTube about your channel's release, and they've advised us that there should be no issues or delay in reviewing your application to YPP. As part of your release, your agreement with BBTV will also be terminated 35 days from the date of this email, during which you will still have access to most of the platforms and services that were available to you as part of your partnership. Not a damn thing. They didn't help me with shit. I was with BBTV for like 2 years, and I don't really see a change here. Anyways, they're saying all outstanding YouTube payments earned prior to March 1st, 2018 will be processed and paid according to our regular schedule. Any payments that you may earn from YouTube after February 28th, 2018 will be paid directly by YouTube to you, and BBTV will not receive a revenue share. And by the way, they receive at least they receive over 65% of whatever the fuck I get, which ain't much, but we'll get to that. It's tough to part ways, but we're truly passionate about helping creators realize their potential on YouTube and beyond. Below, we hope you'll take advantage of some awesome public resources available to help you grow your audience. Blah, 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 blah. Sneeze while saying the word bullshit. I'm sorry, I'll just do it. Bullshit. This is all about money. You know what I'm saying? And they don't give a fuck about the smaller creators, you know, because the advertisers don't give a fuck about us either. So it kind of sucks, you know? And like I was, it's not like I was making bank with YouTube Partner Program. Last year, it took me the whole year to make $100. You know, so I'm not making a lot of money. People think that YouTubers are making all this bank. No, we're not. Or at least I'm not. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is it feels like a step back. Like I'm being punished for what others did. I work hard on my content, no matter the platform. I don't care if it's Instagram, Snapchat, Anchor, or YouTube. I put a lot of work and effort and creativity into the content that I create. And I don't know, I feel like YouTube has let me down and it pisses me off. So that kind of sucks ass. Previously, the standard for joining YouTube's partnership program was 10,000 public views without any specific requirement for annual viewing hours. And this change will no doubt make it harder for new, smaller channels like myself to reach monetization, but YouTube says it's an important way of buying themselves more time to see who's following the company guidelines and disqualify their quote unquote bad actors. Meanwhile, they're pretty much saying fuck you to everybody else, which really sucks, because right now YouTube can suck a huge dick. Oh, by the way, I'm a lesbian, so that's an insult coming from my people, you know. Thank you so much for listening to my station, Professionally Silly, here on Anchor. I most certainly hope you enjoyed it, or at least found it semi-interesting. And thank you for lending me your ears, and I hope that you'll lend them to me once more on my next podcast episode. You know, make sure you favorite the station so you will be notified of my weekly podcast episodes, because I'll be back every week, you know what I'm saying? And I certainly hope you check out my YouTube channel as well, Professionally Silly, you know, pretty easy to find. And click that subscribe button if you do. You know, it's pretty much the visual version of this podcast. So help a sister out. Click that thumbs up button, you know, on your favorite videos of mine, and share them with your friends and your family. Help me help my channel grow. I ain't getting paid right now, but I tell you what, I love to create content. I love to make people laugh. I love to make people think, you know what I'm saying? So this, I need this from you guys if you can, you know? And if you want to, you can also check out my Instagram, my Facebook, Twitter, or Snapchat, and you can find me by searching my name, Amber Smiles Jones. Once again, this is Professionally Silly. Stay silly, squad. I'll see you guys next time.